Shalom Aleichem, everybody. When we think about Shavuos, we think about the culmination of the Sfiras HaOmer, and we celebrate the giving of the Torah and our renewed commitment to learning Torah and living Torah. These are, of course, important things to think about and to focus on. But when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt soon in Mirtz Hashem, there will be many more things to focus on as part of our Avodas Hashem. We discussed Bikurim in previous Shiurim. Bikurim begin coming to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. And there are other things that happen in the Beis HaMikdash. First, there is Aliyah LaRegel, coming to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, as we do on all of the Shalosh Regalim. And there is the Korban Musaf that B'nai Yisrael as a whole brings on Shavuos, Korbanos Tzibur brought on Shavuos. And finally, there is what is called Shtei Halechem, two loaves of bread brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. And over the next few FMMs in Mirtz Hashem, we will look at these special avodos on Shavuos, our personal avoda and our communal avoda, as a way to make the Beis HaMikdash real and a part of our lives and a part of our avodas Hashem. So we will start today with our individual mitzvos. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in the very first halacha of Hilchos Chagiga that each person has three individual, personal mitzvos on each of the Shalosh Regalim. We will not go into too much detail now, but just a quick overview of what each individual must do and bring when they come to the Beis HaMikdash and on each of the Shalosh Regalim. The first of these three mitzvos is re'iyah, which literally means to see or seeing. And re'iyah involves two things. First, there is a mitzvah to see and to be seen, so to speak, at the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. The Beis HaMikdash is not just something there in Yerushalayim that we hear about or read about. The Beis HaMikdash is part of our lives, and at least three times a year, no matter what you're doing and no matter what your station or situation is in life, we go to the Beis HaMikdash. We get inspired by the Beis HaMikdash, and we bring that inspiration back to our homes and to our families. And that is Re'iyah. And it also involves bringing a Korban, the Olas Re'iyah. This is a Korban Ola, the Olas Re'iyah, which means that it is completely burned on the Mizbeach. The Olas Re'iyah could be from a sheep, a lamb, a goat, and according to the Rambam, it could also be a bird. Not everyone is obligated in this mitzvah, but we're not going to go into those details right now. So Re'iyah is the first mitzvah that a person must perform when they come to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos and on any of the other Shalosh Regalim. Ideally, this korban and the other two korbanos that we'll discuss in a moment in Mirtz Hashem should be brought on Yontif, when you first come to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you don't bring your personal korbanos on Yontif, you can bring them for 7 days. That is for all of Pesach, for all of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, and for 6 days after Shavuos. So that is Olas Re'iyah. The second of the three mitzvos that a person must perform individually is a korban chagiga. A korban chagiga is a korban shlamim, which means, first of all, that the person bringing the korban and their family eat from this korban. Each family brings as many korbanos as they need, depending on how many people in their family, and how much meat is necessary, and how much they can afford. That's what the Torah says in the very last pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. Ish kimat nas yado kivirkas Hashem Elokecha asher nasan lach. You give as much as you're able, according to the blessings that Hashem has given you. And the korban chagiga can be brought from sheep, lamb, bull, cow, or goats. So we've spoken about the Olas Re'iyah and the Chagiga. And the third mitzvah that a person has individually on every one of the Shalosh Regalim is Shalmei Simcha. Like the Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha were Korbanos Shlamim, and they're brought so the family can have more meat to eat and even more Simcha on Yontif. And like the Chagiga, the number or amount of korbanos you bring for the Shalmei Simcha depends on your family, how many people are in your family, and what resources you have to spend on these korbanos. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Yedalad, that when a person brings their Chagiga, and when a person brings their Shalmei Simcha, they must keep in mind the good fortune and the blessings that Hashem has given them. And that means they can't keep this Simcha and these Korbanos to themselves and eat them secluded just with their family. Absolutely not. They must share these meals with Levim who are there and poor people who are there. That's what true simcha is, sharing your brachos with others. And so that is a brief summary of the three individual mitzvos that we have in the Beis HaMikdash, in this beautiful, selfless atmosphere of simcha and sharing with family and friends and levim and poor people, etc. What a beautiful environment. And we do this on Shavuos, and we do this on all the regalim. Olas Re'iya, Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. And next time, Emirtz Hashem, we will discuss the communal mitzvos that we perform on the Regalim and specifically on Shavuos. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emirtz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.